The Secret of the Indian by Lynn Reed Banks, read by the author. Chapter 1. A Shocking Homecoming. When Omri's parents drove home from their party, his mother got out in front of the house while his father drove around to the side to put the car away. The front door key was on the same key ring with the car key, so his mother came up the steps and rang the bell. She expected the babysitter to answer. There was a lengthy pause, and then the door opened, and there was Omri with Patrick just behind him. The light was behind him too, so she didn't see him clearly at first. "Good heavens, are you boys still up? You should have been in bed hours ago." Then she stopped. Her mouth fell open, and her face drained of colour. "Omri, what's happened to your face?" She could hardly speak properly. And that was when Omri realized that he wasn't going to get away with it so easily this time. This time he was either going to have to lie like mad, or he was going to have to tell far more than he had ever intended about the Indian, the key, the cupboard, and all the rest of it. He and Patrick had talked about it, frantically, before his parents returned. "How are you going to explain the burn on your head?" Patrick asked. "I don't know. That's the one thing I can't explain." "No, it's not. What about all the little bullet holes and stuff in your parents' bedroom?" Omri's face was furrowed, even though every time he frowned it hurt his burn. "Maybe they won't notice. They both need glasses. Do you think we should clear everything up in there?" Patrick had said, "No, better leave it. After all, they've got to know about the burglars. Maybe in all the fuss about that, they won't notice your face and a few other things." "How should we explain how we got rid of them? The burglars, I mean." "Or we could just say we burst in through the bathroom and scared..."